The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
He is Calais Campbell.
We got Calais Campbell.
And he's on the Jaguars now, and they had a huge win at Heinz Field yesterday. Calais, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Man, life is good right now, man. Just still celebrating the win a little bit. I guess feeling good about the win. I'm going to win to the facility, grade the tape, and then move on.
Cool. Now, were you more excited about your win on the road there at Pittsburgh or your Hurricanes finally knocking off Florida State?
Ooh-wee, man, that one felt pretty good. I ain't going to lie to you. Miami, it's been a long time coming. We should have won the last couple of years, but I don't know what it was. But it feels good to finally get one. You know, that's a tough one to choose from because I love every time we win, but I expect to win. You know, and I expect Miami to win too. So they're both are quality wins.
How did you make Ben Roethlisberger play so horribly yesterday?
I think we had a great game plan. I took the head off to Coach Walsh. He's a great coordinator, and he put together an extremely great game plan. And then with the talent we have, when guys just do what they're supposed to do, you know, you don't have to take turns making plays. And our secondary, I mean, they had a field day.
Well, give me something specific, though, just for our football nuts out there. Because, I mean, obviously he came with a great game plan and confused them, and he was terrible. There's a lot of bad throws. But was there something that you guys saw during the week that you felt like you could exploit and then did?
Honestly, I think, we switched up a little bit what we do, but not crazy. You know, I mean, we just played a little more zone because the receivers are so good and so fast. And I think, some of those zone windows, you know, I don't think that's what our DBs were as explosive and as fast as they were.
Calais, what attracted you to the Jacksonville Jaguars? You had a ton of success there at Arizona, and yet you go to a team that had been mired in futility. So what was the big draw?
I think at the end of the day, it was just the talent, around me. You know, I seen the young D-line that was very, very gifted, and then I seen the secondary. You know, I had a pretty good idea that, Boye and Church were going to be, headed to Jacksonville as well. So that factored into the decision. I just feel like there was the team was turning in the right direction. Even last year, they played eight games that were decided by a touchdown or less. That could have went either way, the team was turning in the right direction.
Gio and Jones with Calais Campbell of the Jacksonville Jaguars' big win yesterday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. How much easier is your job when you have guys like A.J. Boye and Ramsey out there and you can trust them on just about any play?
Oh, way easier. They make, especially when it comes to rushing the passer, they give you extra half a second. You know, the extra half a second is usually a difference between a quarterback hit, a quarterback pressure, or a sack. You know, and so, the stats that we've been able to accomplish as a defensive line definitely take a hand off to our secondary. They've done a good job.
Going back to the success you've enjoyed, how do you keep this team? I know you're sitting there at 3-2, so, of course, you can't think that, hey, we've arrived, but how do you keep the team with a bunch of young potential superstars at even keel? You got Fournette who goes off. You just mentioned the young guys on the defensive side of the ball. So how do you keep them, rowing that proverbial boat and hey, we haven't arrived yet, guys?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty common. You guys know, that we have to show consistency. You know, we have yet to win two games back-to-back. And in the NFL, you have to be able to stack wins in order to be a good team. So we have a lot that we're working towards still, a lot of motivation to drive us. We should be just learning.
Yeah, I mean, how does a team that kicks the piss out of the Ravens and the Steelers lose to the Jets?
We didn't execute that day, it's kind of football. Every team is so evenly matched. If you don't go out there and play a good game plan, if you don't execute your game plan, you can lose to anybody, And
that's got to be annoying, though, man. As well as you guys have played, are you still looking back on that film going, man, I mean, that's the difference between 4-1 and 3-2. We're one of the talks of the NFL as opposed to that team that has the inconsistency label.
Yeah, honestly, it might have been good for us to happen that early because I think it's going to allow us to stay more focused going forward, understanding that, when we do it right, that's when we're successful. We can't just show up and win. Not that we just showed up there. We played, our hearts out, but it's about being disciplined through the assignment. You go out there with our talent, we're going to make plays and be in ball games. But if we want to win games, we have to execute.
So how would you compare and contrast your former coach, Bruce Arians, out there in the desert with your current coach, Doug Marrone?
I've said it a couple of times. They're cut from the same cloth. They have the same kind of mentality. Everything's about is what can we do to win? Game plan, understand the scenarios, understanding, the situations that we're going to face in the ball game and what we're going to need to be successful against each team.
Deion Jones with Calais Campbell. How often do you see Tom Coughlin? Because I picture him as like the old grandfather that lives upstairs that you don't want to disappoint. And like when you see him, you might have screwed up.
No, he comes in out of meetings sometimes. He sits in the back. He's always around. You can tell he loves the game. He just wants to be close to it.
So take everyone through your schedule. You'll go in, you'll get in the facility, you'll look at the game, you'll get a light lift in, some treatment if you need it, then you're off tomorrow. Then it's on to installation for the Rams Wednesday?
Yep, just like that.
Wow, amazing. Look at you, Brian. Mm. You knew his damn schedule.
Damn. Nothing changes.
What's going to happen next year for Clay?
Let's see. Now, my Mondays include a massage. You go see the chiropractor.
Yeah.
And then go find some fun.
Well, listen, after a win like that, there's a lot of fun to be found. Clay, thanks for the time this morning. Congrats on the win. Best of luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.